Hello, my name is Laya. Today's the first day of summer 2005 and I've been visiting the Aslan cement factory with my granddad Jelma. He worked here in this factory for 41 years. Would you like to hear how the morning went? Then pay attention, because this place is full of memories, emotion and history. Come on, Grandad, let's go in. Is this where you worked?
Yes, I worked here in this cement factory for 41 years.
And why did they build a cement factory here in Clot del Moro?
Because in the 20th century, cement became an essential element in the construction industry. It was highly resistant and enabled the building of major constructions like the ones we see now in civil engineering projects, bridges, reservoirs, and so on. The conditions at this location were ideal because you have very high-quality limestone here. Also, the quarries had marl containing clay, which was needed to make the cement. What's more, thanks to the river Llobregat and the coal mines, we had access to energy at low cost. In the early years after the factory was built, the coal mines at Catyuraz were exploited, and then later on the mines at Fígols. This factory only had one problem, the remoteness of the area.
Grandad, the factory looks very strange. It looks like a waterfall. It's very different to the factories that run along the river Llobregat.
It certainly is different. It's this shape because it had to adapt to the land and because it was on a slope. So the force of gravity was used to help with the process of production. The stone was extracted from the quarry at the top and went down from there to the next level of the process. It was also very innovative. It combined traditional elements like the exposed brick vaults with more modern elements such as the cast iron structure.
When you talk about the exposed brick vaults, what do you mean? Those ones that you can see on the ceiling of the room?
Yes, the whole factory was covered like this. Because it was very cold here, the machines needed to be covered, and that was done with what is called the Catalan vault, a low-cost, lightweight system.
But I don't understand. If it was such a good system, why is the factory now in ruins?
Because when it closed in 1975, the scrap dealers came along and took everything they could, even parts of the structure. But also, the Catalan vault is a fragile structure that needs to be maintained.
And simply because some iron was removed, it ended up like this?
No, not just because of that. The climate conditions here are very harsh, and with the building half in ruins, water filtered in everywhere, and that made the structure steadily weaker. Touch the wall. It's wet, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So a building made from lime mortar will last more or less time, depending on the dampness.
Exactly.